If you're listening in your car right now, just take a look around. Take a look around at your fellow motorists. How's their driving? Good enough or the absolute worst? Because we get asked by KOW listeners routinely, why are Seattle drivers so bad? Yet a report out last month by the insurance comparison company Quote Wizard ranked cities with the worst drivers, and Seattle was number 29. Another report called us the 16th worst. Another did say we're number 5. Are we really supremely awful drivers? And if not, why do so many of us think we're terrible? We're here to help figure it out is a man who wrote his dissertation on bad driving, UW Professor of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences, Dennis Donovan. Welcome.
Thank you.
First of all, what do we mean when we say bad driving? Are we talking accidents or speeding tickets or merging skills or what?
Or honking? All of the above.
Yeah.
I think there are a couple of things that go into it. I think that it's often seen as a form of somewhat aggressive behavior on the road. So oftentimes it will be honking the horn when you don't like something that's in front of you or beside you. It may well be cutting in. Periodically, more increasingly, people who are single drivers going down the carpool lane.
Yes. Or driving slowly in the left lane, et cetera.
Yeah, exactly. I had an example of some of that this morning, actually.
Is that right? Yeah. How'd you feel about that?
It was irritating, to say the least.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
And did you think, Seattle drivers?
Well, this was on Bainbridge Island, so I said those Bainbridge drivers.
They're the worst. Well, I asked because do you think that Seattle area drivers are particularly inept?
I think that there are inept drivers in all cities, and I don't know that Seattle is overrepresented by those. You know, I think one of the things that's happened across the country in many metropolitan areas, much like Seattle, is that congestion has increased, and with congestion comes delay, and with delay comes irritation and frustration, and with that comes the willingness to honk the horn or to, you know, swear at somebody under one's breath or out loud.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that there are many pieces that go into that, and we're not unique in that way. I think that all of us who encounter and are sort of taken up in the increased congestion feel that level of frustration at times.
So again, you are a professor of psychiatry and behavioral sciences. Are you saying when we think Seattle drivers are terrible, that we're purely reacting to the traffic jam that we're in? I mean, is there really no such thing as a Seattle profile?
I don't know that there's a Seattle profile. I think that, again, all cities have people who drive badly.
Yeah.
And whether we are better than or worse than others is really not clear to me. I think that, again, many of the cities are encountering the same problems we are here with increased congestion. You know, we're the fastest growing city in the country, and with that comes congestion. Our roads are increasingly delayed in getting to and from. So I think all of those things factor into it.
Well, would you agree that there is a Seattle style? I mean, I don't know. I feel a lot of things. I could be wrong, but I feel pretty confident that we are generally less aggressive when it comes to merging and honking. I think I'm ready to believe that there are more. You ever heard of the pace car?
Yeah.
People who will drive in the left not as fast as they
right.
could because they're holding back the rest of us from speeding. It seems Seattle-ish. Do you not recognize that?
I think Seattle is known as being somewhat more laid back. In comparison, oftentimes we have the stereotype anyway of East Coast drivers
yes.
as really being bad.
Yeah.
We probably could put ourselves up against them at some level. But, you know, we also are seen as a city, as a place where people stay on the sidewalk to wait for the light to change to cross.
Yeah.
So many of those things that we may be both laid back, we may be more willing to follow the regulations and the rules and so on than maybe other places.
I think we're very polite
yes.
when we merge.
Yes.
But sometimes it drives me nuts because I kind of like the East Coast tendency to, and I've heard this from traffic flow
mm-hmm.
experts who will say, when you're merging, everybody use all of
yes.
the use all the cement, use all the
yeah.
concrete because, and then just go as far as you can, and then just merge in like
right.
a zipper, one behind the other, one behind the other. Don't hang back and
right.
oh, I don't want to cut in line, so I'm just going to sit here and signal, right?
Yes,
you're nodding.
Right. Yes, that
yeah.
yeah. No one.
I'm talking a lot,
mind.
And
yeah.
you're nodding. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's true. That if you look at traffic flow, one of the things you need to do is to merge as those lanes are really meant to be. And that is to go to the end and sort of get yourself in. One of the difficulties is, though, that those people in the lane into which you're merging may not necessarily share that same view.
Oh, yes. Good
and
point.
And that's where some of the conflict comes in.
Yes. Conflict expert here, psychiatry and behavioral sciences professor Dennis Donovan. Why did you write your dissertation about bad driving?
I was driven to it. So it turned out at the time that I was a graduate student here at the university, and people from the Traffic Safety Commission in Washington State had approached the psychology department where I was, and they were interested in looking at issues having to do with ways in which drinking driving and aggressive driving might be addressed more effectively. And so I was working with someone who was an expert in addictive behaviors, and the focus was initially to be on drinking driving, but I also was interested in the fact that there were people for whom driving seemed to be a means of asserting themselves, or they drove aggressively, or they got into lots of accidents and they got lots of speeding tickets. And so I began to look at those sort of as a complex of driving behaviors that are atypical. They're less often the case, but are more problematic.
Would you mind commenting on the George Carlin theory of driving? Listen to this.
Have you ever noticed when you're driving that anyone who's driving slower than you is an idiot? And anyone driving faster than you is a maniac!
Look at this idiot here. Will you just look at this idiot just creeping along? Whoa, look at that maniac go!
So Bob Newhart and George Carlin are two of my favorites.
Yeah.
Bob Newhart, as he played the psychologist on his TV program.
Sure.
So actually, I think that perception is accurate. And in fact, this morning again, I experienced that. So as I was driving, there was a car that came up right behind me, headlights on because it was sort of dark, and he was right on my tail. And there came a point where he was able to get around me, and he sped on by. And I'm sure I said under my breath, "What a jerk." And I'm sure he said, under his breath, or maybe more vocally, "What a jerk.
What a jerk."
And so I think there is that sense that at times we each take a position and a perspective that's consistent with where we are in the driving seat, literally and figuratively.
Yes. So even if we don't improve our driving, Dennis, is there anything we can improve do to improve our self-image as Seattle drivers? I get these emails and we get these questions at KOW. We sure seem down on ourselves as drivers.
Yeah, I don't know. We could have a mass media campaign to say Boston's worse than we are or something like that.
Try Omaha.
Yeah, exactly. But I think that we do need to see ourselves as actually doing relatively well. I mean, when we talk about people who are bad drivers and who are those people who are actively engaged in aggressive driving and getting involved in accidents and so on, it still represents a very small minority relative to the number and the increasing number of drivers we have on the road today.
Hmm. We've been talking about with a guy who wrote his dissertation on bad driving. Do you remember your first car?
Yeah, I had a Volkswagen Beetle.
Volkswagen Beetle.
Yeah.
My first car, my parents' Volkswagen, mm-hmm. Orange squareback that we called the Orange Julius.
I had a squareback as well, and it actually was one of my favorite cars. But my first one was a Beetle. I bought it for my sister. So,
I wrecked it. It went down. It just stopped on the freeway on I-5, and I had to get it over to the side. Mm-hmm. And it was to the left-hand side that I got it and stranded it. And my parents' first reaction was, "What's the squareback Volkswagen doing on the left side? You were speeding!"
Were they right?
Until my mom passes, I'm going to keep that secret with me so we can just maintain some peace in my family. Dennis Donovan, a University of Washington professor of psychiatry and behavioral sciences, talking about whether Seattle is really the worst. And it sounds like, not really.
Yeah, I think we're up there. Mm-hmm. But there are lots of other cities that are both larger and smaller where the problem may be greater than we have here.
Maybe it's just the traffic jam you're in.
It is.
Yeah, it is. It probably is. Dennis Donovan, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.